Hi there, everybody, and welcome back onto the podcast channel. I've got a couple of questions about Omicron I'd like to share with you, and perhaps we can discuss these matters. And one of the first things is to point out, though, however, that the predictions that Omicron could overwhelm the NHS is apparently deeply flawed, with half, 50% of patients in London's hospitals with COVID being diagnosed after they arrived with another ailment, which brings us to the whole testing thing. But just think about that. So half of the people who are in hospital with COVID went into hospital for other reasons. They didn't go into hospital because they were worried about the fact they had COVID. They went into hospital for other factors. And because it's mandatory in NHS hospitals, they were tested. You gotta be tested if you go into an NHS hospital. And so surprise, surprise, given the flawed testing methodologies, you get these vast numbers of false positives for people who are otherwise healthy with regard to respiratory illness are suddenly defined as you got COVID. And oh my God, it's now this is going to overwhelm the NHS. And of course, bear in mind, because they've now been diagnosed as with COVID, even though that's not what they come in for, that in itself does put a stretch on NHS resources. So it's like the NHS are shooting themselves in the foot and then complaining about the fact that they've shot themselves in the foot. But that's the first thing. But here's the second thing. So they've been diagnosed as having COVID. So they've been given a PCR test, I assume, right? How does the PCR test identify the Omicron sequencing exactly? We know that the lateral flow most definitely doesn't. So anyone who takes a lateral flow and tests positive and self-isolates, by sending that information into the NHS, how does the NHS determine that that test is Omicron? Well, I'll tell you the answer. It doesn't. It's simply making it up. The only way they can be certain that someone has tested positive with Omicron is if that person has a sample, which is then gene sequenced. And even then, I've got questions about that as well, given the nature of the lack of knowledge exactly of the full gene sequence of COVID-19 virus. But if you leave that to one side, the UK doesn't have anything like the daily capacity to be testing 90,000, 100,000 tests. That's not wrong. It's wrong. It's worse than that. The UK is doing about 1 million tests a day. Listen, folks, there's no labs out there running 1 million tests a day through their gene sequencing machine. That ain't happening. So again, I put it to you, how do they know that those people who have tested positive on the various testing methodologies they use, PCR and lateral flow, how do they know that every one of those people have definitely got Omicron? And again, I believe the answer is they don't. This only came to me in a discussion I recorded last night. It's going out later today on my video channels, and also it'll come out in the podcast as well, a one-hour special with Mr. David McCollum, in which we do discuss the deeper science behind this scamdemic. And one of the things which alarms me enormously is that, yes, I understand that they identified Omicron in Southern Africa. I get that. And I get the fact that it may be possible to identify and isolate in some instances if it's Omicron. But I would have thought, for example, in every positive lateral flow test, there's no way you can say that's Omicron. So how many of the daily positive COVID Omicron tests are coming via lateral flow? Because if that's the case, there's no way you can tell. You don't know that it is Omicron. You don't know that it isn't Omicron. It could be Delta. It could be the common cold. It could be anything. It's just a positive test. And this is happening to the millions. And nobody seems to think this is worth talking about. I think it's absolutely worth talking about because, again, the whole thing, all of this, these things seem to pivot around massive deceits. For example, the fact that you test positive, someone's tested positive within 28 days, someone dies in 28 days of a positive test, to associate the two things directly is spurious. Because they won't work it the other way. If someone dies within 28 days of having the jab, That's not a jab death. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't make that assumption. But you can safely assume that everyone who dies within 28 days of having had a positive test, it was definitely COVID that killed him, not cancer, not cardiac, not a bus hitting him in the middle of the road. No, no, no. It was definitely, definitely the deadly Omicron or Delta or whatever else they want to push. So these are fundamental points if you think about it. You know, we're all having debates about, well, Omicron's not as bad as deadly perhaps as Delta, which seems indisputably the case. But maybe that misses the fundamental point. What is Omicron? How do we know that what is Omicron and what isn't? And to me, it's not obvious. And I perhaps I'm not the only one who thinks like this. You know, if there is a specific test which is done for every one of those million tests that are done a day, so people are taking up to a million tests in the UK every day. We're testing ourselves more than any other country in the European Union. How do we know that the test itself, if it comes up positive, how do we know it's coming up positive for Omicron and not something else? Question. Second question, how come nobody in the media asks this? How come no journalists want to inquire? How come, if you ask that, you're accused of spreading medical misinformation, when it may be that the greatest spreader of medical information is the government and the media? And if they are spreading medical misinformation, why do you think they're doing that? Thanks for listening.